Welcome to our first ever podcast. I am Jude.
And I am Liv.
This is Liv. And we are mother and daughter. And as many as you guys know, wife of Hector Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. CEO of
NRG.
NRG. And we just wanted to start doing a podcast, me and Liv. Because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
a lot of people know us as dog lovers, so we figured we'd start a series about
dogs.
Mainly on this first episode. Sorry, I grabbed my nose there. This is our first time doing a podcast, so bear with us. We're trying our best.
Yes,
but I just wanted to let you guys know, I guess, about us, like what made us start having so many dogs.
Yes.
Right? So,
we love dogs.
We love dogs. Obviously, you guys know, you guys follow me on Instagram, at JUD3VILL, or on Twitter as at JUD3. We love dogs. I've been a huge dog lover my whole life, so I grew up without a dog. I wasn't able to get a dog. We lived in an apartment building until I was, I think, 18 years old. Well, actually until I was like 15, and then we moved into a townhome, and then we moved into a home when I was 18. But my parents weren't big on being dog owners. They loved dogs, but it just was never a thing to own a dog. So I always wanted a dog, though. And as soon as I turned 21, I brought home a dog. And that's where it all started.
Yes.
And that's actually how I met Hector. I don't know if you guys know that. So I'll give you a little small story on that. Hector and I always kind of knew each other. I've known Hector since I was 13 years old. And then we had a mutual friend that we would hang out with. And it wasn't until we started hanging out and his friend said that Hector's aunt had a couple of chihuahuas. And this is a time where this movie came out where it was, what's it called? A League of Their Own. So I've told you about this, Liv, right?
Yes.
The dog, the lady would carry her dog in her purse, and it was a chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a chihuahua, yes. And I wanted to carry a chihuahua in my purse. So long story short, his friend's like, oh, you know Hector? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, well, his aunt has some chihuahuas that they just had babies, puppies. So I started talking to Hector, and then that's pretty much how we started talking. And that's pretty much how it all started. So it was Animal. We got Animal. He was a black chihuahua, and that was back in 2001. That was back in 2001.
Wow.
September of 2001. No, November of 2001. Mm-hmm. And yes. Yeah, that's how we started dating, just because of a dog. So dogs are a big thing in our life. After we got Ani, we had one dog. And we got our second dog, Chochi, which
is Schofield.
But we never call him Schofield.
Ever.
Ever.
I don't think I've ever said that name,
No.
Like 3 years.
No. So Schofield is named after Michael Schofield. That is a show. It was a show called Prison Break. And Schofield, we used to kind of lock him in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he would break out of there. He would break out of the kitchen. So your dad wanted to name him Schofield. And he used to listen to Schofield, but not anymore. So this is back when, I let me see, 2006, 2000, yeah, around 2006. So this is right when me and Hector moved in together. And he would break out of the kitchen, named him Schofield. And that's when we would leave him at home when we would go to work, because me and Hector worked together. And this is when we worked at Washington Mutual doing mortgages. And so he kept breaking out of the kitchen, and my mom offered to watch them while we were at work. So my mom took care of him during the day. Grandma?
Your yes.
Grandma, took care of them during the day, and my mom was not able to stay Schofield. So my mom lived in Mexico for many years. And she's that type of generation that she speaks English, she understands English, but her accent is so heavy, so she couldn't say Schofield. So Schofield turned into
Chochi.
Chochi. And Chochi stuck with him. And we love calling him Chochi.
Yes.
We don't call him anything else. Yeah, his name is Chochi, and that has stuck with him. And what else? Ani?
Yes.
Ani is short for animal. Mm. And then we had Ani. He lived up until 13 and a half years old.
Yes.
He died of heart disease. But we kind of caught it pretty early, so we were able to give him a good life towards the end.
Yes.
After Ani, we got
Oliver.
Oliver. Now, he's a black chihuahua, and we named him Oliver because he has the same birthday as
me, Liv.
As Liv. And they have the same birthday, November 19th. And we just knew it was a sign when we saw him at the breeder.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw a black chihuahua, you know, because we loved Ani so much. Not like we were replacing him or anything, but I just always loved
Chihuahuas.
This is a time where I loved the breed, because Animal was not your typical Chihuahua. He was so laid back. He was chill. He was never really nervous. He was an aggressive. He was not your typical Chihuahua. But Oliver is your typical nervous, kind of crazy chihuahua who barks at everyone, tries to dominate all the other dogs.
Yeah.
Very sensitive, and the complete opposite of what Ani was.
Yes. Another fun fact of Ani.
Mm-hmm.
And Chochi, Ani is actually Chochi's uncle.
Oh, that's right. We didn't say that. So, yeah, we got Chochi 5 years. Ani, I think, was 5 years in 2006. And he was born from Ani's brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Ani and Chochi are related.
Yes.
They are uncle and nephew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so after we got Oliver, 6 months into getting Oliver, we got
Basher.
Now, why did we get Basher?
Because we wanted Oliver to have a friend, because every day he would just run around the countertop with a newspaper 50 times.
Yeah, so Oliver was very playful, very energetic, and Chochi
was just
not having it. So we're like, okay, well, we need to get another dog for Oliver.
Yes.
So he could have fun and play. So we got Bashy. And why did we name him Bashy?
Basher, because my dad has a company named Bashers. So
that's
we just
right.
named him Basher.
Mm-hmm. But we call him Bashy. But yeah, it's named after Hector's fishing company, Bashers. B-A-S-S-H-E-R. Right?
Mm-hmm.
S.
Yeah.
But we call him Bashy. And it's so funny because he's very bashful. Isn't that funny how
yes.
it turned out that way?
Yeah.
So Bashy, so we got Bashy for Oliver to play with, but it ended up being
The opposite.
So Bashy ended up being like Chochi's like best friend. Like, they are together all the time. They cuddle with each other.
They play with each other.
They kiss each other. They sleep together.
They play with each other, too.
Yeah, I know.
It gives Chochi life.
Yes. So, Bashi just literally gives Chochi life. And Chochi right now is... 13?
Yes.
He's 13. He's about to be 14 in June. And Chochi's super healthy.
The farmer's dog.
Yes, we gave him the farmer's dog. Helps. We'll talk about the farmer's dog later, but
yes,
that's the food that we give him. But yeah, Chochi and Bashi are like best buds.
Yes.
Right. And then after Bashi,
Louie.
We got Louie. Now, why did we get Louie?
Because you love the Pomeranian, like, Boo.
I was obsessed with Pomeranians. So, this is, like, when we started,
loving Pomeranians.
You know, Instagram was getting big on dogs.
Yeah,
years back.
And Pomeranians.
And I just wanted a Pomeranian. I just would see Pomeranians, and I loved Jif Pom. And Boo. Boo was like the number, like the first.
Yes, he was the first one.
Pomeranian. That's the little stuffed animal that you guys see at the store if you guys see a little Pomeranian. So, I just wanted a Pomeranian.
So bad.
So bad.
So, we went into the pet store and...
So, we did go into a pet store and a lot of people were against pet stores. We were at the pet store for something else. I think we were getting...
Like dog food?
Turtle food?
Yes.
We were getting the turtle food. So, the turtle food back in Chicago, because we live in Texas now, was only at the pet store.
Mm-hmm.
So, we went to the pet store, and I literally just glanced over, and I saw...
A little Pomeranian.
I saw Louie in the window.
And
he looked at me, and he needed to be saved. He needed to be saved, and I couldn't resist. So obviously I try not to do things. I always need Hector's approval on things,
of course.
So I called your dad and he's like, no, three is enough. That was back when three was enough, Liv. We're crazy. Okay. So then, I don't know what I did, but I really, really wanted Louie. And I don't remember how I convinced your dad.
Crying.
Was I crying?
Yes.
I was. I may have been crying at the time, but I don't remember that well. But, me and Hector, he's like, fine, let's go get him. So me and Hector go and Liv, and we go and get Louie.
The little Louie.
And then after Louie, 6 months later. 6 months later? No, we stopped.
For like a year.
We stopped for a year.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we got...
Henry. The biggest boy of them all.
Henry Banry. So I always tease Hector. So I would always send him pictures. I think I was sending pictures of Golden Doodles at the time.
Yes.
And he would always put a thumbs down.
Yes.
On the pictures.
And he's like, show me a Harlequin.
Oh, yes.
Great Dane.
Yes. So, I sent him a picture of a Golden Doodle that I saw. And he said, no. And he's like, show me a picture of a Harlequin, which means the black and white spots on a Great Dane. And I looked up the breeder, Great Dane breeder, and there he was.
Born on my dad's birthday.
Born on February 9th, Hector's birthday. And I showed it to Hector. And then Hector's like, you know, I wouldn't be upset if you brought him home. So I just ran with it.
Yeah,
so then I called the breeder and I said, I'm gonna pick this guy up, this little guy up. So we just picked him up and we brought him home and Hector's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh my gosh, where is he? So we didn't know what to name him. So I wanted to name him Henry. And what did you want to name him?
I forgot.
I think we were gonna name him Drake. And your dad's like, But I always said if I ever had a son, I would name him Henry. And this is my son, and his name is Henry. Right, Harry? He's over there sleeping, probably snoring. And then, so yeah, we got Henry. And who's next?
Coco.
I don't even know how we got Coco at this point.
I wanted a dog that would, like, listen to me because everybody else listened to my mom.
That's right. So that's another thing. So all these dogs, I feed them mainly. I play with them. I take care of them. So they all listen to me. So I'm the mom. So Liv wanted a dog.
That would listen to me.
That would listen to her. Because she would get frustrated because she would tell them to sit and like do things. And they would totally disrespect her. Now, this is before I would train my dog. So with the little ones,
We spoiled them so much.
We let them sleep in our beds, and they just ran the house. And
it was bad.
Yes, I learned a lot.
Yeah, even when we moved here, we learned a lot.
Yes. So, you know, no one's perfect, especially with dogs, and you learn a lot when you start having dogs, especially a pack, a big pack like we have.
Yes.
So,
Coco.
Our little dogs are brats. So, we got Coco because Liv really wanted a dog that she wanted to raise, and she wanted the dog to
put clothes on him.
Yes, she loves all that stuff. So, Liv is a big Coco Chanel fan. Fashion, loves the whole story of Coco Chanel and all that. I'm not going to get into her story, but she was a little orphan girl who was different, and everyone would make fun of her, and she would make clothes and stuff, and people would tell her that
she's crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy, that she was weird and everything like that. So that was the Coco Chanel story. So Liv loves Coco Chanel. She was Coco Chanel last year for Halloween. She loves Coco. And funny story too is that Liv was born on the 19th. And Coco Chanel has a perfume called Coco Chanel 19? Number 19?
And it's her second perfume. And the first perfume is called Chanel 5. Chanel and Coco 5. Was born on the 5th of September.
That's right.
September 5th.
So Coco has the 5th. The 5. Like Coco
and
5.
And then I have the 19.
And she has the 19. So
it was just meant to be.
Yes. Coco, our little Coco, which is he's a Bichon.
Yes.
Bichon.
And a little bit of poodle.
And he's got 7% poodle. And we'll get back to how we know he has poodle later on. Maybe in another episode.
Yes.
Okay, so we got Coco for Liv. And that is going very well, actually. Coco listens to Liv. She feeds him. She bathes him. She takes care of him. He follows her. And he absolutely adores and Liv is his mommy. Right. Now who's next?
Benji Pablo.
The Benjamin. How did we get the Benjamin? How long? 3 months later.
No.
2 months later?
December.
January. So yeah, like not even two months later we got Benjamin.
Like a month and a half.
Yes. So with Benjamin, this was right when we moved to Texas.
Yes, at least a month later.
A month after we moved to Texas. And mind you, we moved our whole family down here. So my parents moved down here, Hector's parents and siblings and all that. And so my mom moved down here first by herself while my dad was selling and getting ready to sell the house in Chicago. So she was moving into her house, mm-hmm. and she felt lonely until my dad came. And my mom is a huge dog lover. That's why she watched Anya and Chochi while me and Hector would work back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, it was like an impulse purchase.
I think we had to buy dog food
Yes. So we had to buy dog food for kibble. My sister. My sister sent us to the, again, to the pet store to buy kibble because that was the only kibble, that was the only place that they sold the pet food that she needed.
Yes.
And I glance over and I see Benjamin. Now, mind you, these dogs need saving too. Okay?
Yes.
I know it's in a pet store and a lot of people are against pet stores. I'll talk about the reason why we were never able to adopt on another episode.
Yes.
We saw Benjamin.
Yeah.
And my mom fell in love with his sad eyes.
Yes, but and those were actually...
What? It's a little trickster.
Yeah, it's a little trick eyes because it's like we played with him. He was so happy and angry, but it was a funny angry.
Yes. Little Benjamin. So this is Benjamin. He was like 17 pounds at the time, 3 months old. Beautiful.
Beautiful Benjamin.
Beautiful reddish, brownish curls. Oh, Benjamin. But yes, we fell in love with Benjamin. My mom fell in love with Benjamin. And my mom's like, I want him.
Please.
So she got him. So she got him and we took him home. And this is the time where my mom was still sort of living with us because she didn't have all her stuff in her house yet here. So Benji was here.
Yes.
And
we fell in love with Benji.
We kind of fell in love with Benji. Henry fell in love with Benjamin.
They just
now
played.
Mind you, Henry had never played with another
big dog.
Well, he wasn't that big yet, but he was 20. But he was still kind of like big, like
yeah,
bigger
Benji,
paws.
Yeah, Benji's the toughest dog I've ever known.
Not as fragile. So Henry always tried playing with Louis, right?
Yes.
He would always try playing with Louis, but it doesn't work very well because obviously Henry's 196 pounds and Louis is 15 pounds.
Yeah.
But he always tried playing with Louis.
Yeah.
And Henry just really needed a friend to play with. So Benji came along. They became best friends. Literally best friends. Mm-hmm. And yes. My mom, at that point, started realizing that
Benji's crazy.
And is a lot of work.
And hyper.
Well, yeah, it's a golden doodle. We're going to talk about golden doodles in another episode. So then, my mom didn't realize how hard of a breed a golden doodle is. And mind you, my mom is, how old is she, grandma?
69?
Yes. My mom is 69 years old. A 69-year-old woman.
That can't... She could. She would love to, but she can't.
Physically, probably cannot.
Yeah.
And so we did not even know. So I'm like, oh my God, we fell in love with Benji. And Hector would see Henry playing with Benji. Yeah. And he would just sit there and just smile watching them play. And because it made him happy. It made him happy that Henry had a friend.
Yeah. And Henry wasn't just Henry with Louis.
Yeah, so he was actually able to play, and Benji is literally the toughest
dog I've ever met.
Dog
you would ever
perfect meet. Perfect toughness for Henry. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we were gonna do. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna keep Benjamin, and I don't know how I'm gonna tell Hector that we're gonna keep Benji for Henry. And I don't know how we're going to do it, Liv.
Me either.
And I did not even get to do it. Because your dad beat me to it.
Which is crazy.
So one day, I'm like trying to think of how we can convince Hector to keep Benjamin.
I'm like trying to think and I'm like... And then he just comes in and says...
He's like...
Keep Benji.
We're keeping Benji. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, we're keeping him. Tell your mom that we're keeping him. And I'm like, Mom, Hector fell in love with Benji.
That was amazing.
And it just worked out so perfect. So we got the Benjamin, who is now 89 pounds.
Yeah, he needs to lose
weight. And he needs to lose weight.
We're trying to work on that.
We're working on that. But, so we got the Benjamin. And that's the last of the last.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And I don't even know how this came up, but now, let's see. So that's the seventh.
Seventh.
Right? That's the seventh one. And let's see. 2 years later? So now we're what? 2 years in?
I think so.
A little bit less than 2 years in. Mm-hmm. And my mom.
What is up with her with the golden doodles?
She wanted another
golden doodle.
Golden doodle. But this time she wanted a mini golden doodle. So I'm like, Mom, I don't think you can do this. And you don't understand how much work it is. And she's like, well, it's a mini. And I'm like, Mom.
You're going to do the same exact thing that you did with Benji.
So, we have Vera. Her name is Vera. And, because she's my mom's golden doodle. Mini golden doodle.
Yes.
And my mom is currently living with us still. There was a switch of, long story short, my mom is, how do you say it? My mom pretty much can't really watch a big dog, take care of a big dog. But she really, really loves dogs.
She loves the golden doodle.
She loves dogs. So she actually started living with us.
Yes.
Mainly because she gets lonely. And I don't blame her. Everyone who comes over here, it just doesn't want to leave.
Who doesn't?
No.
There's so many dogs. It's fun.
It's fun. Right. So there's just a lot of stuff to do here. But my mom gets lonely. And my dad hasn't moved from Chicago yet. Some owning real estate is another story. So trying to sell a home and stuff like that.
Is hard.
Is hard. And then my mom, too, she is sick. I don't want to say she's sick, but she has medical things. Still in Chicago, and she's still trying to move things over here. So she's been flying back and forth from Chicago to Texas. So she still kind of needed her house over there still. So there was just some things. So then she would just sleep over our house, and she never would sleep over her old house. So it just kind of was like her. She's living here pretty much. And then so she really wanted a golden doodle. She's like, okay, I'm going to move. You know, things are getting close with selling my parents' house. So she's moving here, like, fully into her house here. And my dad's going to move here. And she's like, I really want a mini golden doodle. And I don't even know how it happened, but it happened. She got a mini golden doodle. And we have her here. And she got her in November. Mm-hmm. At the end of November. And my mom went back to Chicago, and she's packing up her stuff in Chicago, and she is still in Chicago,
and
because now she's in quarantine, obviously, yeah, as the whole world
she's
is.
She's kind of stuck there.
So she's kind of stuck there, and we're kind of stuck here with Vera.
Yeah.
So we have Vera, and Vera is... We don't even call her Vera. We call her You See Me. You guys probably see us posting.
You See Me.
You See Me. And she's part of our pack now. So we're just going to have to steal her from Grandma.
Again.
Again. Okay? Because she's not going to want to leave. She's not going to want to go to Grandma's house. Period.
Oh, no. She'll tear up all of her things. Oh, yeah. Knitting kit would
so
be...
So my mom thinks this is her dog, but...
It's not.
She's slowly coming to terms with
reality.
With reality that Yusimi's probably gonna stay here. Maybe she could go to grandma's house for some sleepovers.
Yes.
But Yusimi's not gonna wanna go home. Yusimi's gonna say, see you later. She loves it here. And
yeah, she plays with Benji, Henry.
She plays with all of them, actually, except Coco. For the Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas are a different breed.
No, Chihuahuas are a different species.
Different species. That is good. They
kind of walk weird.
Oh, goodness, the Chihuahuas. Okay, so yeah. So we have Yusimi. I'm not going to say that we have 8. We have 7. Because this is still considered grandma's dog.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you guys see other dogs sometimes in our stories or Instagram or Twitter, my sister visits a lot. She brings her
Australian Shepherd.
Mini Australian Shepherd, Dexter.
Yes.
And she also has a
mini Australian Shepherd. With poodle.
Okay, so that's a mini Aussie poo. Nikki. His name
Nico.
Is little baby Nico. His name is Nico. We call him Nico. And so they're over too. And then sometimes we watch Buzz.
Yes.
Which is Seth Scumpy Abner's dog. And he lives close by. So we watch Buzz a lot. Especially because when he does like tournaments and stuff like that. So we watch Buzz. So sometimes we have 10 dogs in the house, 9, 8, 7, no less than 7.
Yes.
And sometimes we have, a lot of doggies. But they have a blast here. Would you say it's difficult, Liv?
A little bit. Like, sometimes I can't eat without having a 160.
Harry? 197.
197?
He was 197, Olivia. He's a big boy. Yes. So, is it hard?
A little bit.
A little bit. But, we have him on a pretty good routine.
Yes.
I think the hardest thing is just their anxiety. Yes. The Chihuahuas have given Henry and Benji so much anxiety because Chihuahuas are just very, very nervous dogs.
If they're trained well.
They're trained well, they're just very.
Yeah.
They're very nervous dogs. It's very hard to train a Chihuahua. Probably, I'd say, one of the hardest breeds to train.
Which is crazy because usually it's like a different breed, but it's actually a Chihuahua.
Yes. I don't know what these Chihuahuas. Oliver is the hardest. Most of the time, I cannot find where he is.
Yes, he's either upstairs somewhere.
He hides.
He hides in the bathroom. I can't find him.
He's just a very emotional dog.
Yeah,
trust me, we spoil him so much.
We give him cheese.
He loves cheese. Bashy is the most scared dog.
Yeah, like, you kick and you're, like, 3 feet. Yeah. You're, Bashy's, like, across the room and you, like, walk and you, like, move your leg and he just cries.
He cries.
He's such a little.
He just, out of nowhere. We're like, we didn't even touch you, Bashy. And Bashy's just special.
Yes.
He's a little special guy.
Chochi.
And Chochi, well, he's our old man.
Little Chochi.
Chochi used to be very angry, but now he's not very angry anymore.
I don't remember
He used to be super angry. Probably because he had all these puppies around him. He's old. Right?
It's like all little puppies and then just an old man.
Right, right.
A little old Chochi.
So, those are all our dogs. And it is definitely fun in this house.
Of course.
Lots of fun. It is hard to travel sometimes.
A little too hard, because then we're sad to leave one behind, or we're sad to leave...
Yeah, I don't really get sad on leaving them.
I do.
But I mainly, it hurts me with Henry, because Henry has such bad separation anxiety. He literally stays at the door and will wait for us to come home.
And it's so sad.
And I wish I would have, like...
Trained
either
him.
Traveled more when he was smaller and got him used to it. You just learn so much, and then it's like, oh no, look what we did.
Yeah, and they're like,
oh. And now it's like, how do you try to fix
help
it
him.
And help him? Because you think you're doing like a good job and raising him, you know, being home all the time.
Yeah.
But then you just realize. Now I've given my dog separation anxiety. So we're trying to help him with the separation anxiety. Just leaving the house a couple hours.
Yeah, like an hour or two.
Throughout the day. Trying to calm him down before we leave. Give him a treat before we leave and like things like that.
Make sure they're asleep when we leave.
Yes, make sure they're tired and have their somewhat of exercise if we go somewhere. But what else? But either, other than that, feeding them, they all eat at the same time.
It's not like, okay, this dog needs to eat at this time, yeah. Or this dog has to eat at this time.
Yeah, they all eat at the same time in different places, though. So yeah. Henry has his own place where he eats. Benji,
you see me kind of eat, like, close.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And Coco.
And Coco kind of eats by himself. The Chihuahuas eat alone. Lately, I've been taking Chochi out of there because Oliver eats Chochi's plate.
Or we just put Oliver.
And on. Then Chochi.
Chochi loves eating.
Chochi loves eating. But he also is the most disgusting thing that he does when eats with the other two Chihuahuas. He pees on their plates. Literally, they're not even done eating, and he'll walk up to their plates and pee on Oliver and Bashy's plate. And he loves Bashy.
Yeah, and he just pees on
and he pees on their plate. It's absolutely disgusting.
Sometimes I'm like picking up.
I don't even know what type of behavior that is. Peeing on food.
Which is, I've never.
Like, how much must he hate? Does he hate them? Why does he do that? So gross.
He might hate Oliver.
So lately we've been separating Chochi so he's not peeing on anybody's food.
So if he does pee on somebody's food,
he can just pee on his own plate.
And then he's
which
like,
he probably won't. Yes. But yeah, it's not really hard. They all sleep in their own places too. And yeah. It's not really hard. Picking up poop is not hard.
Especially with Henry.
Henry's, you know, people always ask me,
is it hard?
Oh, picking up the poop, it's gross. And it's big, so you can actually see it. My problem is finding the Chihuahua's poop. I cannot find their poop, and I have to literally walk out there, like, staring at the grass, looking for their poop. And then there's Bashy, who poops like
every.
A rabbit. Which is little pebbles that are spread out everywhere. So he's we like, don't even know where he's pooping. And, you know,
yeah,
Henry's easy.
I prefer the small poop, though. It's easier. I cannot pick up Henry.
Oh, my God, really?
I can't.
Then what?
I just can't.
I guess I'm just used to it. But I am the dog pooper scooper here in the house. And I'm the only dog pooper scooper here in the house.
Yeah, I clean up, like, the little dog.
You clean up the little dog. Like, okay. And Hector is not.
At all.
At all. Nope. He gags. He throws up. He can't even look at it.
He sees it, like, the smallest little thing, and he's already running to the bathroom.
Already running to the bathroom. Gagging. Throwing up. And going, bleh, 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 bleh. So sensitive. And that's how he's always been like that.
Yeah?
Always.
I never knew that.
Yes, he was. Always. Or maybe he just does that so he doesn't have to do it.
Probably.
Probably. He's smart like that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then what else, Liv? Anything else to add to our first podcast ever? Did you like doing it?
I loved it, actually.
I did too. And look, 40 minutes in, I don't even know what the heck we've been talking about for the last 40 minutes. I can't believe it went by so fast. 40 minutes?
I guess.
That's long. Okay, I don't even know how. But,
just talking about dogs.
So, yeah, we just wanted to do a little introduction about us.
Yeah.
And our dogs a little bit. And if you guys have any questions or anything, feel free to either send me messages on here. I'll send you guys the link. Or you can also send me messages on my Twitter, which is JUD3, or my Instagram, which is JUD3VILL. If you have any suggestions or any other topics that you guys would like to hear, let me know. So, what do you think, Liv? Fun?
That was really fun, actually.
I had fun, too. And we just kind of went on. We didn't even practice or anything. So, this is literally our first...
Trying.
Our first try. And,
I think I did pretty good.
You did pretty good. You did pretty good. Give me five. Good job. All right. So, with that, we will end it here. And we still don't have a schedule yet. We don't know if we're going to do this weekly or bi-weekly. I guess it depends on how many topics we can talk about. But we can also go off topic, too, and talk about other things like what? Like living in Texas.
Yeah.
Or homeschooling.
Yes.
Because I homeschool you. Or other things. But, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to let us know. And until then, we'll not see you later because we're not seeing anybody. And they're not seeing us.
Yeah.
So I guess until then, we will be back soon. Right?
Yes.
We'll be back soon. Thank you so much for listening. And stay safe out there during this crazy time.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, stay safe. Right, Liv?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.